Salama test me so. What is this? Yes, Salama test me so. And we're up to Daf Mem Amud Aleph. All right, so let's get. Today we're gonna pound through two blot Mirtz Hashem Itmar. All right, chamin shehuchmu be'erev Shabbos. We have hot water that was heated up from erev Shabbos. Rav Amar Lamachar, the next day roichitz behen kol gufay aver. You're allowed to go ahead and take a bath with it, limb by limb. Meaning, you stick a limb in, you wash it. You pull it out, you dry it. You stick the next limb in, you wash it. But you can't go your full body in at all. And Shmuel says, no, you can't even do that. Lo yitir lo Shmuel Amar lo yitir lirchatz el panav yad v'raglav. You're only allowed to wash one. You only have to wash your face, hands, and feet. Good morning, Jay. Meisveif, says the Gemara. Chamin shehuchmu me'erev Shabbos, l'macha roichitz behen panin yad v'raglav, aval lo yikol gufay. And before Shabraisa, that states like Shmuel. You're only allowed to wash your face, hands, and feet, says the Gemara. So to you, to the Rav, is that a refutation of Rav? Says the Gemara, no. Amar lecha Rav, lo yikol gufay bebas achas. The Braisa means not your entire body at once. Ela aver, but you're allowed to wash limb by limb. Says the Gemara, how can you say that? The Brice itself says only your face, hands, and feet. V'ha panav yadav v'raglav katani. Answers the Gemara, ke'en panav yadav v'raglav. No, it means you can wash your, Rav, it translates the Brice, you could wash your hands limb by limb, which is, you can wash your whole body as if you're washing your hands, face, and feet, which obviously is only limb by limb, but since you can't wash those three together. So it means washing the whole body not together. So Rav twists the arm of the Brayis in order to conform it with his Shita. Tashma, again, lo hitiru lirchatz b'chamin shehuchma me'erev Shabbos ela panav yadav v'raglav. The Gemara says that the Mefurisha Brayisa, that they did not permit washing with chamin on erev Shabbos except panav yadav v'raglav. And the Gemara, again, the Gemara twists his Brayis as well. Achanami ke'en panav yadav v'raglav. It means a similar to a whole body in a similar hands, face, and feet fashion. But in Achanami, you would be allowed to wash your whole body, says Rav. Tanya Kavasi to Shmuel, we have a brayse like Shmuel, Mefurish. Chamin Shehuchma Me'erev Shabbos, you have hot water that was heated up on Erev Shabbos. L'macha the next day, Reichitz Ben Panav Yad V'raglav. Avaloi Kol Gufa, you're not allowed to wash your entire body at all, even Aver. Ve'ein Sarech Lemer Chamin Shehuchma B'Yantav, and certainly not hot water that was heated on Erev Yantav. On Yantav itself. Now, again, bringing this down to the practical is very difficult because it gets filtered down through the halachas, but in the end of the day, halacha l'maisa. Let's wait for halacha l'maaseh until the end of the whole sugya. Rava masni lahalishmaitza derav bahailishna. Rava explained Rav's heter, not washing the whole body limb by limb, but rather the heter was you're allowed to wash your whole body, you just have to leave one hand out of the shower. You gotta leave one hand out. If you have hot water that was heated on Erev Shabbos, so we're not talking about we're only talking about taking a bath. We're not talking about heating the water. Lemacha the next day, Amarav Reichitz behen kol gufay umishayer aver echad. You're allowed to wash your entire body, but leaving one limb out of the bath. Esvei kol hani tiyufta, and they asked them all these questions from the last previous brises and tiyufta. Indeed, he accepted the refutation. Amalir of Yosef Labaya, Rabba, Mika Ovid Kishmaitse the Rav, did Rava Paskin like, did he practice like Rav? Amalir Loya Dana, I don't know. Says the Gemara, Mighty Boiler, what's your question? Pshita the Loya Ovid, the Ha'isaisiv. Of course he didn't act like Rav. Didn't we just say that Rav was refuted? Says the Gemara, Loy Shamiele, he did not hear that Rav was refuted. Says the Gemara, so if he didn't hear then Rav was refuted, then why wouldn't he Paskin like him? The Eloy Shamiele, says the Gemara. Vaday Ovid, certainly he did like Rav. The Amar Abaye, because Abaye said, Kol Mili Demar, everything that Rabba did, Ovid Karav, he practiced like Rav in Halacha. Bar Mahanitlas, except for the following three things, which we already saw earlier in the beginning of the second paragraph, the Ovid Kishmuel, Matilin Mibegin Lebegin, he took tzitzis off the first garment and he put them on the second garment. Umad Likin Miner Lener, he used to light candles from one candle to another. The Halacha Karabi Shimon Begreira, and the Halacha follows Rabbi Shimon with regards to the shaila of dragging a bench. Says the Gemara, you're right. All those cases were Rava's machmer, and Rava did like the chumras of Rav and everything. Did he also do like the coolest of Rav? That, not necessarily. Kechumri de Rav Ovid, kekulah de Rav Elai Ovid. And that's why he did not necessarily passing like the coolest of Rav. That was Rabbi Yosef's question, is Rav paskening like that? Tan Rabbanan, merchat shepakeku nekavav. If you have a merchat that its holes were plugged up, and the reason this was done, explains Rashi, was that this maintained the heat in the bathhouse. So me'erev Shabbos. So there was heat in the bathhouse. You maintain the heat over Shabbos. So lemotzi Shabbos on motzi Shabbos reichitz b'miyad. You are allowed to go ahead and immediately use that bathhouse. You do not have to wait the amount of time that it would take generally for one to heat up the bathhouse. Why? Because nothing was done on Shabbos. And indeed, if one plugged up the holes on Erev Yontif and therefore it steamed up on Yontif, the next day on Yontif, it's nichnas umezia. It's permitted to go in there like and act like a sauna. And go in there and sweat. The yaitze, then you let it come out. Umishtatev bebeisachitzen, and you can take a shower in the outer rooms, but you cannot take a shower in the inner rooms. Amar Rabbi Yehuda says, Ma'isa b'merchat shel b'nei brak. There was a story with the merchat b'nei brak. Shepakeku nekav of me'erev yantif, that they plugged up their holes on erev yantif. Lemacha, the next day, nichnas Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah of Rabbi Akiva. The next day, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah and Rabbi Akiva went in there and enjoyed the sauna effect, the heziyabai, the yatz v'nishtatz v'beis achitzen, and they came out and they showered in the outer rooms, just like we just said. Says the Gemara, but they took a precaution halachically, and they made sure that it was clear and distinct that the hot water itself was locked, was covered over. The hot water was covered over with boards. When the matter came before the chachamim, amru afal b'shein chamen shalei mechupen b'nesarim. They said, you know what, you don't have to have that chumrah. That's a chumrah. You don't need to have it distinctly locked. However, umisharabu ivrei avera, when there became a lot of people who were violating the averas, we'll see what that means in a second, hischilu le'esar, they said you can't even go and act as a sauna. However, says the Gemara, ambatio is shel krachin, these large bathhouses, shel krachin of big cities, so they were large rooms. Mitayel ben, you're allowed to take a stroll, walk through them, and even though they might be a little hot, nevertheless, ve'ena chashish, you do not have to be concerned that you are violating this new rule called don't go into a sauna on Yontif. So there's a new rule called don't go into a sauna on Yontif, which still exists. My Oivrei Avera, it says, when there became a lot of Oivrei Avera, they said you can't go into a sauna on Shabbos. What are the Oivrei Avera? So the Gemara says, "Da'amar Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi, Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Levi, Mishum Bar Kapara, B'tchila Hayoreichetzin Bechamin Shehuchmu Me'erev Shabbos." Originally, people used to go ahead and wash with hot water that was heated up on Erev Shabbos, and that was mutter. There was no problem. You didn't do anything wrong. What did you do wrong? You took a bath. There's nothing wrong with that. However, Hischilu Habalonim, the bathhouse attendants, used to go ahead and Lahechem B'Shabbos, used to heat up the hot water on Shabbos. Because people used to take showers on Shabbos, so they used to have to heat up the hot water on Shabbos. Va'omrim, and when asked, when was it heated up? They would say, Me'erev Shabbos Uchmu. No, don't worry, we heated it up for you from yesterday. So once that happened, there's a new Durabanan rule called no taking showers on Shabbos or Yontif. Asur Esachamen, Vehetiru Esazeah. They were matter going ahead and not taking a shower, but going in for a sauna effect, going in for a sweat. But Adayin Hayoreichetz in Mechamen, people used, now it was the people who used to lie. The people used to go and take showers. But Omrim, and they used to come out looking fresh. They used to say, Mezinanak, no, we were just in there as a sauna. So Asur Lehen Azazeah, they said, all right, sweating is also Asur. V'hetiru Chamei Teberia, but they said, if you go into Chamei Teberia, that's mutter. V'adayin Hayoreichetz in Mechamei Ha'ar, but then they would still go ahead and wash with Chamei Ha'ar. V'omrim, and they used to say, B'chamei Teberia Rachatznu. We washed with Chamei Teberia. So they said, all right. In other words, they used to wash with regular hot water. And when asked, they used to say, oh, we washed in Teberia, in the Teberia Springs. So asul lehen chamei teberia. So they said, okay, even chamei teberia is asur. However, v'hetir lehen is atzoinen. They said it's mutter to use cold water. Rosh ein hadavar oimer lehen. They saw that it wasn't, it wasn't working. People, it was too difficult to gezeira. Hetir lehen chamei teberia. So they were mater chamei teberia. But the original gezeira against sweating was still too difficult. It was still in its place. Was still maintained. I'm a bit surprised because how does anybody not from Chamei Tiberia he'd take a shower? It was only hard for the Tiberians. I mean, if everybody else on the planet can do it, why can't they? And Elamai, no, everybody needs some sort of shower. So then, why was it? How come it's not called the Dover Shavu B'chol Nefesh? So I'm not sure about that. I'm not sure why in Tiberias Dafka people needed a shower. All right. I don't think I ever had a shower on that. But Lamaisa, in the end of the day, what comes out from here is that it is mutter to take a lukewarm shower. And L'chaira on Shabbos and Yantav. If a person is really, really... First of all, the whole Gezeira does not apply if somebody is Bitzar. That's first of all. So if you're Bitzar, the Gezeira doesn't apply. It's the Mefurish of Bir Lach in the name of Rabbi Kivega, if I remember correctly. But Stamazoi, a lukewarm shower is mutter. It says tzoinin, but tzoinin doesn't ever mean... Now, on Shabbos, you can't do a lukewarm shower either, because no matter how hot you put on the hot water, you're heating up water down in the basement. But on Yontif, when you're allowed to heat up hot water for this, so a lukewarm shower is permitted. Lechatchila, with no problems. With regards to other parts of the shower... Yeah, so we discussed already yesterday on Erev Yontif with regards to other parts of the shower. Lamaisa, whether or not showers changed and nowadays became Shavu L'chol Nefesh, there are poskim who say that. And the Mela, it's mutter to go ahead and take a shower L'chatchila to feed them. There are many poskim who go against that. And according to those poskim, it would be not permitted. And there is an Eitzah to turn on the hot water. There is an Eitzah to turn on the hot water for different reason, like to take a spoon in there or something like that. The question is that besides for heating up the hot water, there's another problem of taking a shower. So if you say that it's a Dover Shavu L'chol Nefesh, then that would be mutter as well. Okay, so I have to revisit the sugya and see how we got around that. Okay, Amar Rava, Haiman the Avar Adurabanan, somebody who violates on an Issa Durabanan, Shori Lemikrile Avaryana, it is permitted to call him an Avaryan, a name. You're an Avaryan. Kiman, like this Braisa, Ki Haitana, this Braisa said, when Hishilo Ivre Avera, so we see that you're able to call them Avaryanim, even though they're only violating Issa Durabanan. Says the Gemara, Ambatia shall crach and metail behen ve'ene chayshi. You're allowed to walk through bathhouses of a large cities and you don't have to be worried. Amarav davka crach and aval tekfarim loy davka of big cities. But if it's a small city one, it's a small bathhouse, so then it's a much more contained place and the heat is much more intense. Merely walking through it would already give you the sauna effect, and therefore it would be usher. My time at Kevin de Zutrin, since it's so small, nafish havlayu, there's a lot of heat and steam in there, and therefore merely walking through it would be prohibited. Tan Rabbanan. Mischamim Adam Keneged Hamadura. A person is allowed to get warm, stand next to a fire and get really hot. The Yoitzu Mishtatev Betzinin, and then go out and take a cold shower. Ubilvad Shalom Yishtatev Betzinin. You can't do it the other way. Ubilvad Shalom Yishtatev Betzinin. You can't take a cold shower and then Vischam Keneged Hamadura and then go heat up next to the fire. Because Mabnesha Mafshir Mayim Shalom, because he's going to warm up the water that is on him.
More than the answer,
probably, certainly not. Tosis explains. The top Tosis says that it's usher because it's violating the rechitza principle that you're not allowed to wash with hot water, and this is hot enough. So it's part of that. Rather than part of cooking, it's part of the prohibition of washing. because it's hard to imagine that it's going to get hot enough that it's yatzeh ledes if it's on your body. You're not standing that close to the fire. Tanu Rabbanan, mecham adam aluntis umenicha al gabe al bnei ma'ayim b'shabbos. A person is allowed to heat up some sort of towel, and place it on his body. So he's heating it up and placing it on his stomach, sort of like a hot water bottle effect. He's having a stomach ache or whatever. But don't bring a pot of hot water and put it on your stomach on Shabbos, because Rashi explains the reason that it's prohibited is because it might spill on you, and if it spills on you, you'll be violating the principle of taking a shower on Shabbos. However, says the Gemara, so it's also even during the week, because sometimes the water will be too hot and you'll get scalded by the hot water. Tan Rabbanan, maybe Adam kitin mayim amenichu keneged hamadura. A person is allowed to bring a bucket of hot water, a kitin mayim, and he's allowed to place it next to the fire. Lo bishvil sheyichamu, not that it can get hot. Ella bishvil shetapek tzinosin, just so that it could remove its chill. The chill will be removed from it. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Mevia Isha Pach Shel Shemen. So that's Tanakama. The Tanakama discusses just water. Rabbi Yehuda then goes ahead and he discusses even oil. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Mevia Isha Pach Shel Shemen. A lady's allowed to bring a bucket, a pitcher of oil. Umenichasa kineged a madura and place it next to the madura. Loi b'shvil sheyivashel. Not that it should cook it. Ella b'shvil sheyavshir, so that it should get warm. And Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel says, there is a question in the Rishonim over here, by the way. Are you putting it in a place that is close enough to the fire that it could get yatzeh ledes? You're just not leaving it there for that time? Or are we talking about in a place that will only ever able to get to losing the chill, but you will never be able to heat it up to the level of yatzeh ledes? So that's the machlekes Rishonim, and we paskin like the machmirim that you're not allowed to put it next to the fire. You're not allowed to put it close enough to the fire, even for a little bit of time, if it has the ability to get over the yatzeh ledes range.
I was wondering, how they would make sure someone doesn't forget about it.
Right.
So that answers right. That.
Well, the truth is that if I do the act, and the act that I do is just to get it warm, so then it's very possible that any future act of leaving it there would, if I do it b'shoigeg, would not necessarily make my original act chayav for anything, because everything goes with das. So with regards to cooking it, I would be a misasik. So I think that's how those Rishonim get around it. So Ramban, Rashi. So the second man, the Amr, holds oil, and Rabbi Shimon Gamaliel adds on, Isha, a lady, socha yada shemen, can smear her hands with oil, umischamemasa kineged hamadura, and she can heat up the hand next to the fire. And same, and similarly, she can v'socha lebena katan ve'ena chesheshes. She can also rub her kid with oil ve'ena chesheshes, and she will not have to be concerned. Says the Gemara, Ibailahu, shemen, Mahu l'tanakama. The Tanakama only mentioned water. Why did he not mention oil? What does he hold about oil? Machlokes. Rabbi of Rabbi Yosef to Amri Tavayu l'hetera. They both hold that it's totally mutter. Rav Nachman reads like Amr l'isura. It's totally aser. Rabbi of Rabbi Yosef to Amri hetera to Amri Tavayu l'hetera. They both hold that he meant to say it was mutter. Shemen, oil, aval pisha, he adds say lettuce boy. Even oil, even if the adds say lettuce boy, it's still mutter. Because kasavar tanakama shemen ein b'mishum bishul. It's impossible to cook oil. There is no cooking of oil. Water gets cooked when it reaches the temperature of yatzeh ledes. Food only gets cooked if it changes its properties. Like chicken. There's a big difference between uncooked chicken and cooked chicken. So the only thing that doesn't change its properties, it just changes its temperature, is water. But oil is a food, and since it can't change its properties, it's not going to be bar bishul. There's no bishul on oil. Therefore, you're welcome to go ahead and put oil next to the fire, even if it heats up entirely. Thus, and then that's the Tanna Kamma. That's why the Tanna Kamma only mentioned water. And the second opinion says, no, even oil has that restriction. Shemen has bishul, but if you warm it up, that's not called cooking. The third opinion says, no, shemen yesh b'mishim bishul, zehu bishulei, and warming it up is bishul. But nevertheless, you're doing it, that's why you have to do it specifically in this strange fashion. Rav Nachman Yitzchak Amar Lisur. Rav Nachman Yitzchak says, no, the Tanna Kamma holds that shemen is usur to put it there even for a little bit. Shemen afa b'she'ina yatzilei d'zbayis is usur. Shemen, no, adarabba, not that he holds this no bishul, adarabba, it's way easy to become bishul. Even by merely warming it up, it's already violating the bishul principle. And merely warming it up is the problem with bishul. Rabbi Huda says no, only if it gets the yad seila, that's by. And Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel says no, you can violate bishul even with just getting it up to warm. And that's why you have to do it in this strange fashion, by putting it on the body. Apparently, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel holds that albeit you're violating bishul with hefsheroi, with just by warming it up, nevertheless, if you do it in a strange fashion, there's no isser on it. This is one of the times that even though it's usser, if you do it in a normal way, if you do it in a kalach or yad way, it's mutter. Not that it's putter, but rather it becomes mutter. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, Hainu Tanna Kamma says the Gemara, Ikebeinayu kalach or yad. The Gemara says, yeah, that's true. They both hold that if you do it in the normal fashion, merely warming it up will make it usser. But in this case, it becomes kala akhar yad, it becomes mutter. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, and that's the machlokes. Tanna Kamma holds, even if you do it with a shinoi, it is a problem. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel holds, if you do it with a shinoi, it's not a problem. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Mishmuel, echad shemen ve'echad mayim yad seiletes boy is usser. Whether it's oil or whether it's water, yad seiletes boy is prohibited. Ein yad seiletes boy, if he doesn't get up to yad seiletes boy, it's mutter. What is yatzel this by? Amar Rechava called shekreis shel tinik nichlas. If it is hot enough that it will cause to the stomach, the skin on the stomach of a baby, which is obviously very sensitive skin, to burn. So what's that temperature? I don't know. We need a baby to test it out on. But they say that the amount that your hand will pull back from instinctively. So what's that? It's a machlokes apoiskim exactly. With a quite a large range, between 112 or whatever, till 170 or something like that. So we go l'chumra whenever. I don't have the exact numbers, but we go l'chumra whenever it's no geo. Amar Rav Yitzchak bar Avdimi. So in other words, we go l'chumra that something that is yad seledes cooking would be usher even up to that shear on the smaller shear. And if you need yad seledes water for whatever reason, kashering or whatever, well, kashering not, but if you ever need yad seledes water, then read l'chumra that it's in the 170s. It's quite hot. Amar Yitzchak bar Avdimi, pamachas nichnasti achar Rebbe lebeis hamechatz. One time I was with Rebbe in the beis hamechatz. Ubikashti lahniach loy pach shel shemen ba'amati. I wanted to heat up some oil in the hot bathhouse waters for him. Apparently he was his attendant. Va'amrli, he told me, tol b'klisheni, take it out and put it in a klisheni. This is obviously before the time that they asked. The Gemara's going to discuss. Va'amrli, tol b'klisheni, take it and put it in a klisheni. V'tein. And then put it in there. So in other words, take waters out of the bathhouse waters. Now it's a klisheni. And then you could use that to heat up your oil. We see three things from here. Shmamina shemen yesh b'mishim bishul, that shemen could violate, it could be cooked. Vishmamina klisheni einam avash, so we see klisheni does not cook, which is what we hold the strict letter of the law. Vishmamina hafsheru zehu bishulei, and merely getting it up to warm is already violating the principle of cooking. Questions to Gemara, a side question. Hechi avidachi, How is it permissible for a Rebbe to tell him halacha in the bathhouse? In any place, it's mutter to think in Divrei Torah, except in a bathhouse or in a bathroom. The Chitema says the Gemara, and if you want to say that Balashan Chol Amar Lei, and if you want to say that no, he was speaking in the local non Lashan Kodesh dialect. But Abaya said, "Dvarim shel chol mutar la'omer b'lashon hakodesh." That things that dvarim you're allowed to use lashon hakodesh. There was a hava mina to say that maybe you weren't allowed to use lashon hakodesh for anything besides Torah and Tefillah. Are you allowed to say, "Where's my backpack?" in lashon hakodesh? Says Abaya, "Yes, you are. You're allowed to say dvarim shel chol lashon hakodesh and shel kodesh also la'omer b'lashon chol." But things that are Kodesh and that you're not allowed to say in Lashon Kodesh, similarly, you would not be allowed to say them in Lashon Chol. So if you want to know, are you allowed to talk Torah in a bathroom in English, you're not allowed. So the Gemara answers, Efrushe me'isura shayni. Over here, he was stopping him from doing an Avera. To stop somebody from doing an Avera is permitted even in the bathroom. If you see somebody in the bathroom about to do an Avera, it's mutter to tell him that's Aser. Now, it's interesting because he could have just said, don't do that. Instead, he said, put it in a kli sheni. And by telling him, put it in a kli sheni, we learned three halachas. He could have just said, don't do that. But I guess, don't do that and putting in a kli sheni are the same amount of words? I don't know. I don't know why he permitted himself to say anything besides don't do that. Maybe if he said don't do that, he would have thought, don't do it in that way. And then he'll be like, why not? And they'll have to explain it to him. So eventually he'll end up giving a 5-minute cheer. This way, he just said Tobik Lisheni, and he chopped everything.
They bring down here in the notes from the Rashba that one might ask, why is this matter in doubt? Is it not obvious that the prevention of a transgression is warranted even inside of a bathhouse? The answer is that the Gemara initially held that Rebbe should have stopped Rav Yitzchak Bar Bimi by saying, I don't want the oil to be warmed in the tub.
Okay.
Rather than saying take some water and put it in a secondary vessel and place the oil in it, which is laden with halachic content.
Right.
Gemara now concludes that when preventing a transgression, it's permissible even to employ halachic terminology.
Very good. I hear. Okay, good. That's basically what we're saying. Excellent. Okay. Teda says the Gemara of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shmuel Ma'aseh b'Talmidei Shel Rabbi Meir. There's a story with the students of Rabbi Meir. Shenichnas Achrav LeBeis HaMerchatz, who went with him to the Beis HaMerchatz, Ubikish LeHadiach Karka. And they wanted to wipe down, they wanted to wash down the ground, because back in the day they had dirt floors, so it was very dusty sometimes. Amalei ain madich, and you can't wash down. Losuch lekarka, they wanted to put some oil on the karka. Amalei ain sochin. Well, this is schwer then, according to that Rashba. Because what do you see from here? Alma, efrushim eisur shani. Achanam efrushim eisur shani. We see that stopping a person from doing an isur is prohibited, so too over here it's prohibited. So, according to the Rashba, that's schwer. Because, according to the Rashba, there's no real right. He was saying it's pashat to say no, that's pashat. Which is, the chiddush was even halachic terminology. So over here we don't see that. So the Gemara is bringing a raya from Rabbi Meir. Do they note that? Very interesting.
There's a note here, let me read it. Rabbi Meir went even further than Rabbi, for he says explicit halachic rulings.
Oh.
Rabbi merely employed a statement containing halachic implications. We learned from this latter incident that when preventing a transgression is permitted even to state halacha explicitly in an unclean environment. The reason is important to teach the listener that his intended act is forbidden, not really undesirable.
So they're taking it even more. He didn't say, I don't want it or whatever. He's saying the halacha is, you're not allowed to do this on Shabbos. I hear. Okay, fine. Very good. Amar Avina, Shema Mina, Hamavashal B'chami Tiberia B'Shabbos is Chayef. We see that if somebody cooks in Chami Tiberia on Shabbos, he's Chayef. Why? The Hamais of the Rebbe is La'achar Gzeira Havi. The Hamais of the Rebbe was after the Gzeira. There were Gezer on sweating. So Al-Korchach, the only waters that he was next to was the waters of Tiberia. And nevertheless, he said that, Tov Klisheni. He didn't let them do it in the Rishon. Vamar Tov Klisheni. Vitain, and put it in that. Eighty says the Gemara. Vamar V'chista Mavasa B'chamet Tiberia B'Shabbos says Pater. It says Beferis that if you cook in the hot waters of Tiberia, you're Pater. The Gemara says, My Chayev Nami, the Gemara Makas Mardas. Chayev Durabanan. That's Makas Mardas, means that we, hit him if he doesn't listen, but only a makkah smart. It's only a makkah for going against the words of the Rabbanan, an official of the Rabbanan, not a diaraisa. And of course, this is an Isser de Rabbanan, one that was invented by the Anshei Knesset Gedolah and previous, but not Stam, the advice of Das Torah. Amar Zera, although a local based in can do whatever they, you know, make societal rules. Amar Zera, Ana Chazite le Rabbi Avohu, I saw Rabbi Avohu deshot ba'ambati, that he was swimming in the in a bath. Veloyadana iakar iloyakar. I don't know if he actually took his feet off the ground and he was floating in the bath waters or not. Says the Gemara, she did the leg. Of course he didn't. The Tanya lo yishut adam bebrecha malei amayim. A person is not allowed to swim in a swimming. He's not allowed to float in a swimming pool full of water. Afilo ba'imedes b'chatzar. Even if it is floating in the chatzar. Says the Gemara like Kasha. Ha de les le gidude, ha de is le gidude. Rashi's second explanation states it depends on whether or not the pool has a lip or not, has a rim. If it has a rim, so then it does not look like a lake. And the problem with a lake is that we're scared that you're going to go ahead and create a raft. Therefore, they forbade swimming. But in a swimming pool, you're not going to do that. But if it looks like a lake, then we made a loy plug. So it depends on whether or not the swimming pool has a rim or not. If it has a rim, then it's permitted to go swimming on Shabbos. If not, not. Then again, we mentioned already last Erev Shabbos that there's a minhag to go ahead and not swim on Shabbos because you could get schita with the hair and things like that. And you know, you never know, you might come to carry afterwards. It's not a Shabbos afternoon. It's not a Shabbos activity, etc., etc. So the minhag is not to do it, but the halacha is that it's mutter.